Facebook. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Margaritas with Margarita. It is Friday at 5, which means that it's time for Rita to share her wisdom and interview one of her guests that will help women flex their financial muscles. So let's see. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Radio and TV, here as the producer of Margaritas with Margarita in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm usually in Las Cruces down south, but my dear friend Kim Brundage, who took a big, bold move with her husband in November, sold everything, and now they're living in their RV traveling the country. So she gave me the opportunity to come visit her today, and I am thrilled to introduce you all to Lily Vasilev, a CFP, a master analyst in financial forensics, a special in matrimonial litigation, and a certified divorce financial analyst. So I'm going to throw it over to Rita to talk all about what that means to specialize in divorce in this field of certified financial planning. So welcome to your show, Rita. I'm going to throw it over to you.
Well, thank you so much. And yes, it is Margarita time. Lily, thank you so much for being here. What inspired you to become a divorced financial planner?
You ready?
I'm ready for the story.
Thank you first for having me. And I can't wait to share this. So many years ago, when I was going through my own divorce, I was terrified. I had never met attorneys. I had no idea what to do. And I had two young children. And I thought everything was perfect in my life. I was on a fast track of international corporate finance, just had my second baby. Everything was great until it all crashed. And when I say crashed, it was crashed. There was no chance to resurrect. So my experience through the divorce process was the following. As we got closer and closer in California to going to the courthouse and sitting in a trial, my attorney turned to me and said, you know, if you've been so unhappy with everything that we've been doing, and you basically wrote the entire thing yourself, mind you, with no experience, why don't you just fire me? And I looked at him as I sat on that bench waiting to go into the courtroom. And I said, if you talk to me ever like that again, you will be disbarred. I said, how unconscionable to undercut me at my most vulnerable point. And when we came back east with my children, and I went through many different groups, support groups, and listened to the stories of women in particular, it was to a person that they came out worse from this experience. They came out without any education about their finances. They came out desperately dependent. And they came out more fearful than when they actually went into the divorce process. And I became enraged. And when I say I became a zealot, I was fierce. And I said, you know what? This is just unjust. It has to be stopped. It has to be corrected. Women have to have a voice in this process and not be treated as a little girl, told what to do, what decisions were made for them by the attorney, and to have a voice in their future security. So I went back, I got all my degrees, I got all this stuff, I got all the personal financial planning licenses under my belt, and I literally started blind. I had no idea how big this mountain was. And I went to every divorce attorney in the state of Connecticut to tell them, I'm so excited, here's what I'm going to do. And to a person, they all looked at me and went, you know what? That's so cute. But why don't you just go get a real job? Like, who needs you? And I said, interesting, because the minute the client closes the door and walks out of your office, that's who needs me. And the more they didn't understand that, the more empowered I felt to make this difference. And so I, with a whole, maybe three or four people in the whole country were doing this, and we called it divorce financial planning. And then we gathered more and more people together. And lo and behold, you move a mountain with your nose and you don't even know it until you look back. And now we have thousands of credible, trustworthy practitioners specializing in divorce financial planning. And I'm so proud. And it just has made a world of difference. And it's also helped change the lay of the land in terms of legal processes. People are demanding a more holistic process. They're asking to have a better voice in the decisions that they make. And lo and behold, we have mediation, we have collaborative divorce, and not just the traditional litigation. So that's how it all started.
No, I'd like to say, like, naive and fearless, right? Naive and fearless.
That is true too. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, of course, I serve on the board of the ADFP with you. So I believe in divorce financial planning, and I understand why it is so important. But can you share with our listeners and viewers, what exactly is divorce financial planning and why it's so important?
Absolutely. So divorce financial planning is financial planning around the financial issues of divorce. And it's discreet to a legal process. So it starts before, continues through the process, and helps on the post-divorce side afterwards. It doesn't continue. It's not an ongoing financial planning relationship. It is only specific to the financial issues that are legal in divorce. And it's on an hourly basis. It's non-biased. It doesn't require the sale of anything. The client's interests are first and foremost and pristine in this process. And that's the most important piece, is to have the trust that you have an expert in your process who focuses on the financial issues from a sense of not only gathering them, organizing them, analyzing them, but also to developing scenarios for a settlement, for negotiation, for an outcome, and explaining all the pros and cons of each one of those so that every client has an opportunity to make a fully informed decision and to feel like they've fully participated in the process, which is absolutely critical for them to feel confident at the end of the day.
They're involved in the process. So based on your experience, and I think you also have a story to share with us, what do you think is the biggest regret most women have about their divorce?
I hear this so many times. Thank you, Rita, for even asking that. The biggest regret I hear from women is that they felt rushed to make a decision, that they didn't have the information, that they felt coerced or embarrassed or ridiculed or manipulated into making a decision that they honestly never probably would have come to otherwise. And I, you know, my heart breaks when I hear that, because they come from a process then with a result that doesn't even help them move forward. And the idea for us as practitioners is to hold that trust sacred and to make sure that those clients really have a sense of not just knowledge, but confidence that they're going to use the information in the best way possible. And we give them the roadmap. We give them a roadmap of where there's light at the end of the tunnel so that they know what the next steps are. And it's so interesting to me because a lot of people just don't even know how to start a divorce. And they'll ask you, what are the first steps? Do I see you? Do I see an attorney? What do I do? And after a lot of thought, it occurred to me that that's really a common question. And, you know, in many ways, I felt blessed that the American Bar Association actually invited me to write their book on money and divorce behind me here. And it goes through that whole decision of, should I stay married? Should I get divorced? What are the issues? What's my first step? Who do I first see? And believe it or not, I didn't think I had a lot to say, but I guess I did. So it came out as the book.
And it's right behind you. That's right. Money and divorce. So the earlier I think people seek help, the more choice they have, right? But are there any second chances or any do-overs? Like, what if someone feels rushed and they don't like what they're seeing and they're in the process? Is it too late to collaborate with a CDFA or a qualified divorce professional like yourself?
I'm going to answer in the most optimistic way possible. It's never too late until you sign. Once you sign, property division is very, very, very difficult. High hurdles to undo or redo unless there are very defined specific examples of what would disqualify an agreement. But if you're at that point of where you're just about to close a negotiation and you still have the hair on the back of your neck standing up and you still have the squeamish feeling in the bottom of your stomach, like, really, I'm not sure, stop. Pause the process. And here's another tidbit for most clients. Remember, you are driving the car. You have hired these professionals. You are the one who is paying them. And for all of the reasons of just logic, if somebody doesn't fully satisfy what you need to know in order to reach a decision or to take the next step, then you need to ask yourself, is this the right setting, process, or person for me?
I love that you know, you have engaged these professionals, you're the client. So can you share with us some, you know, pearls of wisdom, some nuggets to help people with this process? I mean, I know you wrote 4 books, but just some quick takeaways. Like, I like what you said about the driver's seat.
Yep. I think you should always prepare. Prepare to learn what the laws are in your state. Know what the different legal processes are. Try to keep lines of communication open as best you can with your spouse, because silence breeds fear and anxiety, and it paralyzes people. And you think the other person is doing something that they may not be doing at all. So really, the idea is to get a sense of calmness about entering into a process that is going to require every ounce of your energy. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And you have to pace yourself.
Understood. So this question, you know, when the pandemic first started, people like, is it going to be a baby boom? And people are like, well, even my kids said, they're like, you have to think about, do you really want to spend that much time with somebody? So can you comment on the state of women today due to the pandemic, you know, whether that is divorce or silver divorce, or some people call it gray divorce?
Yeah, or midlife or late life or whatever. I think, if anything, the pandemic really opened people's eyes to alternative dispute resolution processes. Instead of litigation, the courts were closed. You had no choice. Therefore, people had to turn to mediation and collaborative divorce. I think women during the pandemic lost a lot more ground than men did, both in the workforce as well as trying to juggle. How many tasks do we all juggle? I mean, educating our children in school, making sure that they're doing whatever they're doing, handling your career from home, making sure that you are getting things done around the house, et cetera, et cetera. The multitasking nature of it, from what I understand, has been much more burdensome for women than for the men during this period of time. And just listening to Secretary Yellen this morning, she was saying that literally this pandemic has set women back to the 1980s in terms of our participation in the workforce, our ability to be promoted, sit at boards, and have a voice in corporate decision-making. And I find that just absolutely unacceptable.
That's more than a generation. I know, right?
Staggering. It is literally staggering.
And yeah. So where can we find you? How can people find you? And if you want to hold up your books too, you can hold up your books.
Right.
Yes.
I'll do the little marketing piece. So this is on Amazon, and you can buy it through the American Bar Association. But you can find me at my website, which is wealthprotectionmanagement.com. And I work with clients and professionals across the whole country. I'm usually called into cases that have very complicated marital finances, and or I'm called usually sometimes by professionals as the go-to person to mediate between attorneys that might have just one big issue that can't be resolved. And it's usually always, let me restate that, it's always a financial one. So I am delighted to work with anyone before, during, and after divorce. And I think that there's so much opportunity out there now for individuals to really tailor what they'd like to have happen to them with this process and how to protect their families.
Well, I know because I've had the opportunity to work with you on the board of ADFP that you truly believe divorce to financial planning empowers the lives of women. Are there any closing remarks, parting words that you want to share with us?
Absolutely. So what else is divorce but money and children? And the fact that it's a legal process always confounds me. However, if you need a professional, please come to our membership organization, the Association of Divorce Financial Planners, and you will find qualified practitioners who adhere to our standards and our protocols for practice. And they are experienced and seasoned professionals. And do not go it alone. If you need an advocate, or you need a neutral support person to help you better understand what you need to know to be accountable for yourself, then please consider a divorce financial planner. It should be in every divorce, as far as I can tell.
Sure. And what's the website?
The website of the Association of Divorce Financial Planners is www.divorcefinancialplanner.org. Thank you, Rita, for asking.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for Margaritas with Margarita.
And what great advice. I think I told you, Lily, I'm working on a book called Why Divorce? 5 Reasons to Leave. And I'm excited to include you and your wisdom. Rita's also going to be is part of our expert panel. So we'll bring you back on to be interviewed for the Why Divorce series. And, you know, here's to women everywhere, just so that we stand together and we don't feel like we can't handle anything, because together we can.
Be bold.
Be bold. Be brave. Do it with a girlfriend, right? So we look forward to talking again with our next guest on Friday at 5 p.m. next week. So thank you, Rita Chang, for all of your support and wonderfulness. And thank you, Lily. Best of luck to you all.